You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron, there when it matters.
Well, the spotlight fell on former President Jacob Zuma at the Zondo Commission earlier today, nearly a year since its establishment, really, to get to the bottom of state capture. Mark Swilling, Professor of Sustainable Development in the School of Public Leadership at Stellenbosch University and the man who led the academic response to research and define what state capture means in the South African context, joins me now. Evening, Professor. Zuma again denied that what the Commission has heard over the last 130 days can be termed state capture. He calls it issues of general corruption. And more importantly, he clings on to this conspiracy theory that spies are out to kill him and there's a third force that remains unnamed. We'll come to all of that. Firstly, what are your overall impressions following the former president's first day of testimony in front of the commission?
Well, my overall impression is that he has dragged us into a very, very, very dark place. A place of conspiracies, of unnamed forces, of unnamed individuals out to get him, and that the commission itself is really the culmination of this deep, long, almost three-decade conspiracy to eliminate him. And with, you know, that's really, like all conspiracy theories, They can't be proven, but they have a powerful emotional impact, especially in the way that he presents himself as a victim, which obviously would appeal to a lot of people in society in South Africa who feel like victims of an unjust system.
And the problem and the danger of a narrative such as this continuing to play itself out in South Africa, where we find ourselves at the moment with forces seemingly fighting back against an effort by the new administration to clean up?
Deeply, deeply, deeply divisive. I think you've seen the opening round of what is going to become an extremely destructive conflictual, factional set of battles where people start ripping each other to shreds. And we've seen the opening round with Ramaphosa being named as a spy and calling Zuma a spy. And, you know, so it's tit for tat. It's going to be very, 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 very destructive.
And that destruction comes at a price. It comes at a price when we are trying to rebuild a sense of confidence and a level of trust in the South African economy and the new administration, which under the president has campaigned on a ticket of cleaning up corruption. What impact do you see this having on that particular project of cleanup?
Well, it's all interdependent, you know, replacing the SOE boards, trying to fix up the NPA, having a Zondo Commission which is legitimate and accepted by society, not depicted as the culmination of a conspiracy, nation building, you know, re-establishing the legitimacy or trying to re-establish the legitimacy of the developmental state. Now, all of this was fundamentally attacked and threatened by what we heard today.
That said, cross-examination has started, and Advocate Pretorius mentioned what Themba Maseko had to say at his time as the head of the GCIS and being approached by the then president to help one of the Gupta brothers out, to help a friend out, as he called him. And as we know, the GCIS was in charge of 600 million rands worth of taxpayer-funded spend, the various government departments and what they spent on advertising. So quite clearly, one needs to push aside some of the conspiracy theories here, Professor, and actually try and get to the nub and the heart of state capture. And you had a look at that in some depth in the Betrayal of the Promise report. It mentioned Zuma or Zuma-centered power elite almost 200 times across its 72 pages, that report.
Yeah.
So obviously that links him as the kingpin. He chose to connect his own dots. How do you connect the dots placing Zuma at the center of state capture?
Well, it's really not that difficult. The reason why Zuma wants to abolish the notion of state capture is that state capture is a systemic process. It's you need to understand the dynamics of what was going on from a systemic perspective. Corruption is individual actions of looting, where individuals collaborate with other individuals in order to kind of steal this or that. But when you put together a political strategy to seize control of key state institutions by placing your people in control of those institutions so that they can be repurposed to redirect financial flows in favor of a particular power elite, that is what we call state capture, and it's a term widely used in other parts of the world. He doesn't like that term. He said, well, you know, if the state equals the three branches of government, the legislature, the executive, and the judiciary, you know, he tried to ridicule the idea by saying, are you saying that all judges are captured, all parliament is captured, all, you know, all parts of the executive captured? I mean, that's a ridiculous way of understanding a systemic process. It doesn't mean the whole state is captured in that sense. It means that there's a process underway that results in the repurposing of institutions in certain directions.
And we mentioned it earlier, the kind of spy versus spy type battles that are going on now with Rama Claudi saying that he would undertake a lie detector test to prove his innocence. I think the irony of appointing a spy into one's own cabinet was certainly not lost on many on social media, certainly today. There's all kinds of interesting allegations, but with one final comment or thought from you, Professor, I'd like to know what you would like to know from Mr. Zuma if given the chance to cross-examine him.
If I had a chance to cross-examine him, I would ask him to name the intelligence institutions he's talking about, firstly, and secondly, who are the individuals he thinks wanted to get rid of him. And he never really, really made clear why they want to get rid of him, other than holding on to certain kinds of information that would be destructive. But information 30 years ago is no longer valid. It expires. So, you know, what possible reason would there be for a group of people to plot for nearly 30 years to get rid of you? Why?
Well, and if you are saboteurs or plotters, you certainly haven't done a very good job over three decades, considering the extent of the former president's ascent to power and the extent of his influence into the machinery of state, as was detailed and laid bare in the betrayal of the promise report. We await the coming days with much interest. I don't know how much more throat clearing and guttural noises I'll be able to withstand over the next few days, but we listen intently, because this is all about the future of our great country. Professor, thank you again for sharing your thoughts with us here in Classic Business. Mark Swilling, Professor of Sustainable Development in the School of Public Leadership at Stellenbosch University. Do you believe the former president is part of some grand conspiracy cooked up by two global intelligence agencies and one here? Or is he just a garden variety crook? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Tweet us at Classic1027. Or send us your telegram on 066 470 1872. Let's cross to Katleho now for the day's news wrap.